If President Trump's tax agenda goes into effect, taxes for people of all income groups would go down next year on average. But only a few Alaskans would get the big tax breaks, Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
According to an analysis by the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, about half of the total tax benefit would go to the top 1%, people making more than $750,000 a year. On average, they would save more than $100,000 a year in taxes. But you won't find many of the nation's 1%ers in the far north. University of Alaska economist Musin Ghatabi says the state has a fairly equal distribution of income compared to other places.
I mean, we only have about 15,000 returns or so every year that have more than $200,000 in them.
That's fewer than 5% of Alaska taxpayers claiming income of more than 200 grand, according to IRS data. And at the other end of the scale, Ghatabi says Alaska's poor aren't that poor, thanks in part to the permanent fund dividend.
That means that there are a lot of people in the middle, and so if indeed a lot of the changes are going to negatively impact middle-class Americans, then that means there is a larger percentage of Alaskans that will feel it.
The Tax Policy Center says most middle-class households would see their taxes stay the same or drop modestly, though about one in three would see an increase. The White House and Republican leaders in Congress released their tax proposal last week. Some vital information wasn't included, like the income levels for the tax brackets. The Tax Policy Center says it filled in a few gaps with information from previous Republican proposals. Critics charge the think tank's report is based on faulty assumptions. One thing the Republican proposal would explicitly do is eliminate the deduction for municipal real estate taxes. Some 70,000 Alaska property owners use that deduction to lower their federal tax bill. Frank Sammartino at the Tax Policy Center says eliminating that deduction will have some effect in Alaska.
Although, you know, the percentage claiming the deduction and the average deduction that people claim is much lower than in most states.
The vast majority of Alaskans don't itemize. They take the standard deduction, which the Republican plan would double. Republicans in Congress are expected to spend the next several weeks working on their budget proposal to set the stage for their tax legislation. But the tax plan is already having one effect in Alaska. It undercuts one of the selling points for Governor Bill Walker's proposed payroll tax. If Congress passes the Republican tax plan, a statewide levy like the one Walker wants would no longer be an IRS deductible. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.